Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me I'm right. Tell me I'm right about, or tell me why I'm wrong, why everybody's wrong. I said, they've left the fans no outs. This all started with a conversation where Chad Brinker, team president, Tennessee Titans, and his new general manager, Mike Borgonzi. I think that's who it is. You said Nate Borgonzi, and now I can't stop saying it.
Yeah, there's no way.
So Mike Borgonzi. They had said, hey, we're not going to pass up on a generational talent. Travis Hunter? Okay, what's that mean for Cam Ward? Well, no, we're still afraid to take Cam Ward. People are afraid to take quarterback no matter what. Because you don't trust Andrew Berry. You don't trust the head coach. You don't want them to make decisions that are going to be have meaningful impact. A quarterback that high or anywhere. Guys, a quarterback anywhere is going to have meaningful impact. If you take Jackson Dart and you have to start in week 6, don't tell me you're not going to have any hope for Jackson Dart that he becomes the next big thing. And if he sucks, you're going to use it against the general manager. You will. Okay? We all know this. So you can't give me that part about it, but I get you guys. You don't trust him. You don't trust them to make the right decisions. It's scary for everybody out there. Also, Myles Garrett has been named a finalist for AP Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Good on Myles Garrett.
Did you see Sertan won some vote, one of the early votes for Defensive Player of the Year? Not the big one.
Oh, okay.
But one of the Football
Was it like
Writers
Sporting News?
Of America or something.
No, it's like a smaller one than that because
okay.
Andy Reid won Coach of the Year. And it's like, yeah.
All right. But you don't trust them. And then, you know, I just took a call from Brett in Chesterland. He's like, well, Jimmy Haslam can do anything. It's his team. Okay, but anytime you talk about Jimmy Haslam getting involved with football, nobody says any support of that. So you're stuck. He stayed out of football. He's bringing these guys back. He's showing you, I'm letting my football guys do the job. Except now you want him to go in there and you want him to fire people. So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
It is.
You just say we're all wrong.
I just don't like that we have to preface every discussion with, well, we would normally do this, but if you don't trust the GM, then you went, well, then, guys, what are we wasting our time with anyway then? No, I don't trust. Maybe I trust, you know, truth be told, Andrew Berry's made some nice trades, so maybe I trust him on the trades. But when it comes to, you know, actually making the draft picks, yeah, this is going to be a new spot. He hasn't had first-round picks except for one. That he's actually had to make the choice. So it's not like I have a huge, huge sample size to understand that. But if these guys are in place and they're making decisions, yeah, I have to have some hope that maybe the next one will be great. Maybe the next first-round pick will be great. And it is just a hope. But if the Haslams, I'm not going to call for them to fire Andrew Berry every day. Like, they're not firing him. They're not. But that doesn't mean that I want them to do a different thing in the draft because I don't trust them.
Yeah, that's where you're different from a lot of people. I know there's things that you want them to do, but I think that people think that it's a waste. It's a waste to take a quarterback. It's a waste. They've heard nothing but bad things about these QBs.
You don't think they're starting to hear good things?
I wish I could, but we got Daryl coming on saying, well, we got to trade down to 10, and we got to stay within the top 10. I'm hearing nothing but bad things about these guys. All right, it scares the bejesus out of everybody. And I've tried to say good things about these guys. I don't want to hear it. Shador Sanders, too flashy, his dad, Colorado, I don't know. I've tried to find some good things to say. I think that he's made himself better week after week after week, year after year after year. No one wants to hear that. Cam Ward, I don't want to trust him. Okay, well, then we'll take ourselves a nice guy in the third and fourth round, and we'll probably get a third and fourth round type of quarterback that's not going to do anything for this football team. And we'll go out and we'll get ourselves a vet, and we'll stock our room. We'll get ourselves a veteran from the free agency, which we'll do anyway, and we can go take a nice third and fourth round guy. We could probably end up more like Jake Delhomme, Seneca Wallace, and Colt McCoy during that time. We can do that. It didn't go anywhere, but it was very comforting for everybody. And Colt McCoy did a truck commercial, so we got that out of the deal. Like, that's, I don't want to repeat that, but can I, and I think people want this, and Jonathan, damn it, I'll give him credit, this is where he's doing it. He is standing out there on the balcony, yelling, telling everybody daily about Shedeur Sanders. He wants him, bring him here, and I don't have that confidence yet. I don't have that confidence about Cam Ward. I'm considering Will Howard later on. I'm considering Jackson Dart later on. I'm considering, because of the information that I'm getting from Jason, that Kevin Stefanski is going to have a major say in this. All right, Kevin Stefanski, he calls a more conservative offense. There's history there with Kirk Cousins. Okay, we're going to get the pot roast, or we're going to get the quarterback maybe later on in the draft. We'll trade down. We'll stockpile some picks. Everybody's happy for right now, even though everybody will probably be very angry later on in the season. But as of right now, everybody's happy. I'll tell you why. That's part of the reason I don't want to trade Myles Garrett. Hey, I'd like to take a swing at some decency here. Maybe the guy will end up being okay. Whatever they do. I don't want to trade him right now. Plus, we got a major league cap hit on our hands if we take on Myles, if we trade Myles Garrett right now that nobody wants to talk about. No one just wants to give away. I know it's like, hey, we can afford all these different things, so you might as well do it. No one wants to trade away a player like that and not get anything in return except for dead cap. You don't want to do that.
Well, no. The point of trading Miles would be the star-studded draft picks that you would be trying to get in return. That would be the only
reason. In the draft that people keep saying is bad, we keep downplaying the draft.
You wouldn't trade Myles Garrett for all the picks in the world in this draft.
Okay.
You'd be talking about future draft picks.
And that's why.
Blockbuster move.
And you'd have to check this. That's why it would probably be more prudent to trade him before a trade deadline of 2025 during the season than it would be now. Because maybe you could still get a first rounder. Maybe you would, and I'm giving maybes. Maybe it'd still be a good football team. We wouldn't have to worry about it. That's what I'm trying to hope for. Or maybe you'd still get a first rounder and do right by the franchise and do right by him. I can't say never trade the guy, but I don't think it helps work out where, all right, if I traded him and I went down, do I get Abdul Carter or do I not get Abdul Carter? All right, I might get Abdul Carter. And can I also get Mason Graham? Are those both going to be as good as Myles Garrett? Because we could be sitting there during football games going, wish we had these two in Myles Garrett. You wouldn't have had those two in Myles Garrett. You would have had one of them in Myles Garrett. So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Almost every way through. I said it's the lesser of evils here in the draft and free agency. And that's the really hard thing about this.
And I'll tell you this before we get to the phones. Because of that, or I'm like, I'm left with nothing left to do. It's almost go bust. Fine. If Shedeur Sanders says no, I can't take Shedeur Sanders. I can't make him play for me. But if Cam Ward's there or Shedeur Sanders says yes, you know what? You might as well go for the gusto. You've left us, but no choice. You have a $100 chip left. Put it down. Let it ride. And if you come up diamonds, you come up diamonds. It's a great story. Or you end up in the back alley. One of the two. Let's go to the phones. Eric in Cleveland, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Eric.
Hello. Yeah, I'm not on the name calling. When I was talking to your screener, I was saying that I gave a name that called it, you know.
It's okay.
It's derogatory, but okay. I don't like that. But the thing is that I disagree with the fact that they should trade Miles and trade Ward, because a few years ago, it was Trevor Lawrence. Last year, it was Caleb Williams. Neither of those guys turned out to be the quarterbacks that they thought. You just got to keep swinging as they keep pitching. And with the defense, I don't think the defense is that far off. I think that Schwartz is more so gearing it towards the running quarterback. We always have good success. We always had good success playing against Jackson, always had good success against playing against Mahomes. He seems to gear his defenses towards that, which is the end thing right now. I've watched a lot of Shedeur Sanders. I rarely agree with Aaron about anything, but I do agree with him about this. That kid is tough. I saw him stare in the eyes of, you know, defenses coming at him and still sling that ball very, very accurately. It's about, you know, just taking a swing at a guy, you know. You never know. None of this stuff is an exact science. So you just got to take a swing at a good quarterback. And Daryl's saying trade down, trade down, trade down. He's talking about the Manning kid. What's to say that that kid is going to be any better than these guys that are in here now that they were talking about that were supposed to be these guys?
Bingo. Not just that, Eric. And I say this to other people as well, and you hit it out of the park, and thank you very much for the call. you know, we're all saying, well, Shedeur Sanders isn't going to want to play here, so stop talking about him. What's the guarantee that if we're going to do it this way, what's the guarantee that Arch Manning's going to want to play here?
Right.
That he's going to do it. Oh, well, Peyton played at Tennessee. As if that has anything to do with anything. You think Peyton Manning, if you're not running a good, sound franchise for the Manning family, they're not going to let you take their grandson or nephew or son. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, the Mannings, who famously didn't really want to go certain places.
You can be, they will be still be friends with you. I mean, they know David Cutcliffe very, very well. Arch Manning is an Ole Miss legend. They fired David Cutcliffe. Now, I don't think the Mannings did it, obviously, but they fired the powers that be fired David Cutcliffe as the head coach at Ole Miss years ago. Years ago. They don't care. It's about what are you doing? It's business. They can still be friends, and they can be his friends if they want to with the Haslams, which I'm sure they are. But if they do not believe that they're running a sound franchise, yeah, they'll squeeze that trigger. They'll do it all the time. They've done it before, and they'll do it again. So we could go, if we don't want to do this with Shedeur Sanders, guess what? We can get ready to do it next year with Arch Manning. Or what if he doesn't come out of the draft? Then I've just wasted away another year. What am I going to do? Am I going to talk myself into someone else? Because if I just keep waiting for a better situation, that's what I'm going to keep doing. I'm going to keep waiting. Yeah, I have been forced into this decision. I'm not going to guarantee the same results as Jaden Daniels. I'm not going to guarantee the same results as any of the other guys. This draft class is this draft class. But they've left us with very few choices. Very few choices. And it comes down to the point of, yeah, you're going to need to take a ride with one of these guys. Or if you want to, fine, we can trade down. We can take a guy later on. Just don't be surprised if everybody gets fired and this thing still doesn't end up where it needs to go. Because you could end up being just good enough next year to not have any of these selections. And then you'll have to give up even more for other quarterbacks that you still don't know about. You want to give up a bunch of picks for Lenore Sellers? Do people know who that is?
No, nobody has any
idea.
Right now.
Do people want to give up a bunch of other picks for a bunch of other guys? I'm thinking other quarterbacks.
Are they going to talk their way into those guys next year?
You guys
or out
want to give up
again?
A bunch of? They'll talk themselves out of it. Do you guys want? Hey, as of right now, are you guys willing to give up 2026 picks for Drew Aller? Are you willing to do it for Garrett Nussmeier? These are names that guys like you and me know about, and they know about Drew Aller. They don't know about Nussmeier or Lenoris. They don't know about those guys. Are you willing to give it up for them? Because Arch Manning, I mean, everybody's known about Arch Manning for a decade. It's easy to do that. You want the guaranteed generational thing. Except if you don't have the first overall pick, why would they give up on it?